This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English from BBC Learning English.
When you've finished your studies at school and college, do you feel like a well-earned rest? If you're about to embark on a course at university, you'll want to recharge your batteries, let your hair down, and have some fun. But how long should you do that for? Now the idea of taking a year off before you move into further education seems to be the thing to do. A year off, also called a gap year, is not a new concept. But there's now a focus on making the most of this break from academic life. Long gone are the days of just hanging out on a beach or backpacking round the world. While that is still an option, a gap year is now more about gaining skills that will help you in later life. The BBC's Smart Consumer podcast spoke to a student called Meg, who said, "I just always had in the back of my mind I'd spend a year doing something productive and something that would just be good fun." Doing something productive is exactly what students are being encouraged to do, because doing more purposeful things like work experience or charity work helps them acquire skills to use when competing for a place at university. It looks good on their CV and ultimately makes them more employable. Chris Rea is a higher education services manager from organisation Prospects. He told the BBC that he thinks the experience of the gap year has become actually much more practical, partly to do with university participation increasing, but also because of the demands on developing skills, specifically employability skills. While the benefits of taking a gap year are clear to see, some students worry they can't afford it. Another student, Tom, told the BBC that to him, a gap year was an alien concept. He said, "It would have been far too expensive, and it's not something that I would have been able to rely on my parents or family members for." But some experts say that it needn't burn a hole in your pocket. You don't need to travel far, and you can even earn money by doing paid work. For those who do have the funds, a combination of working, volunteering, and travelling is undoubtedly an amazing opportunity. It increases confidence and independence, gives you a chance to learn new crafts, and gives you time to contemplate whether university is right for you.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.